Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
What a difference a presidency makes, Lee.
Yeah. Evidence of that at the border, huh?
Well, absolutely that. But what you just had in the news as well, this incredible new deal that Trump has with Australia.
Yes, this is significant.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. To secure rare earth minerals. In other words, lock them up so that China can't get them. This would never happen, ever, under a Democrat president.
No, not at all. No. It makes no difference who it would have been. It would not have happened.
And we don't even know who it was, who was the president, really.
Yeah.
I mean, just the auto pen, whatever. Yeah. but no, this would be considered anti-environmental, and it would also be considered very gauche.
Yes.
Very, oh, America first. Oh, that sounds fascist. We know America's bad. I mean, we would never be seen publicly doing anything as Democrats that would help America, because that's like helping the enemy. And so what did Joe Biden do? He pulled federal leases and federal approval systematically off of the few minerals, key or rare earth minerals mines this country had. He stood in the doorway. And I spent a lot of time pointing out how that was a deliberate strategy and a big part of what China hired Hunter and Joe to do. And yes, Joe, too, because we now have the IRS whistleblowers who told us, yes, we knew Joe was the big guy. And yes, Joe did get 10% of at least $30 million from the Chinese. We know all of that. And yes, it was laundered money. And yes, the Biden family did not report it to the IRS. So what do you get for that? Well, at the same time, Joe Biden was using environmental excuses to put what few mines or projects or leases that could lead to projects that we had in this country off limits, including canceling the Twin Metals Minnesota leases. He was leaving Afghanistan in the middle of the night without destroying our military equipment. After opening the gates to the jail where we had the 5,000 Taliban reinforcements that our troops had gotten their legs blown off hunting down, we literally opened the door middle of the night, let them go so that Taliban would be able to quickly take over. We screwed over completely our allies. We had promised the French and the Brits at the G7, we will not leave Afghanistan without giving you a chance to take over, and particularly to take over Bagram Air Force Base, the single most valuable piece of real estate in the world, as far as you know, national security is involved because it's equidistant from China and Iran. It would have been tremendous for us to have had that when we were bombing the nuclear facilities. In fact, it made it much more dangerous for those pilots because we did not have Bagram. The UK wanted Bagram. France wanted Bagram. They're like, we'll let you use it. We'll maintain it for you. It takes about 5,000 troops and some drones to control this country. That's all it takes. Joe Biden left in the middle of the night so the French and Brits would not see us go so that the country would fall to the Taliban. We did not know why at the time. It merely looked like, you know, it was an accident and oopsie, it wasn't. We would realize later in the page of the Wall Street Journal months later that before that, China had cut a deal with the Taliban for billions of dollars for exclusive rights to mine rare earth minerals. Afghanistan has a lot of them, particularly lithium. And then it all made sense. This is why we fled in the middle of the night. This is why Joe Biden and really Hunter, who probably was running the whole deal, and the other corrupt Democrats behind the auto pen. This is why we screwed over our allies, why we lied to them, and why we fled in the middle of the night so they would not have a chance to secure the country and keep China from coming in. So, big picture. Biden puts U.S. minerals off limits to us while helping China secure theirs. He should be in prison. So should Hunter. This is part of the reason, Lee, that Hunter got a blanket pardon going back 10 years. Now, fast forward, that's the bad news. Fast forward to today. The U.S. and Australia have signed a deal to boost supplies of rare earths and other critical minerals as the Trump administration looks for ways to counter China's dominance of the market. That's what you can do if China does not own you, does not have compromise on you. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the deal would support a pipeline of, listen to this, $8.5 billion in ready-to-go projects that would expand his country's mining and processing abilities. It includes $1 billion to be invested by the two countries in projects in the U.S. and Australia over the next 6 months. So this all fits in with, you know, we saw Tim Cook at the White House, and I made a huge deal of that. Because he's promising to do this manufacturing in the U.S. and to reshore it, which he's committed to, if Trump can provide the rare earth minerals. This is Trump providing the rare earth minerals, doing this job. Lee, this isn't even really technically part of his job description, okay?
Yeah.
He's the commander-in-chief, supposed to keep the country safe. He doesn't have to do these deals. It's not required, but he does.
Well, it's in this country's best interest to do it, and that is part of his job.
You would never see this from Joe Biden.
No,
ever.
Kamala Harris.
No, not at all.
Chuck Schumer.
Nope.
AOC. Jasmine Crockett.
And keep in mind, this is not just my opinion of this deal, okay? Joe Biden is the only American president in the history of this country to be censured by the British Parliament. They were enraged.
Rightfully so.
And if you want to understand why we did, I mean, like, typically when we leave a war zone, we reported this at the time, if we have equipment we can't take with us, then what? We disable it. We destroy it.
Yeah.
We left the keys.
Yeah.
That's why they keep having these military parades with the more than $9 billion of military equipment we left the Taliban. Why did we leave it to them? So they would be guaranteed to secure the country so that the rare earth minerals would fall to China. There could not be any doubt. We wanted to make sure the French and the Brits and their drones couldn't defeat the Taliban. This is one of the most evil things I've ever seen. And that is why we told our snipers they couldn't take out the suicide bombers at Abbey Gate. We did not want the Taliban to lose control. In fact, it was so bad, we flew one of our generals to Doha, sat down with the leadership of the Taliban and insisted they take control of the checkpoints. Why? To ensure the country pre-fell to the Taliban. This is the level of evil in the Democrat Party. People do not understand. Well, listen to this. Trump also endorsed what's called an AUK-US pact. Australia, obviously, US pact. That's between Australia, the UK, and the US as a hedge against aggression in the Indo-Pacific and a deterrent to China against something not possible under the Democrats and Joe Biden.
No.
And Canberra has committed billions to develop submarine and naval shipbuilding facilities in Western Australia, which is going to do what? Guarantee our presence there? That's a warning to China.
Yeah.
These are our rare earth minerals now. go away. We're docking our subs here. We're making our subs here. We're cutting them in on it. We're not making all of them there, obviously, but it's a facility. It says the new infrastructure would turn Australia into a hub for allies and their submarines in the region, all aimed as a bulwark against China.
Mm-hmm. That's a very strategic move there, because when you have got the world's largest island just sitting there in the South China Sea, you don't have to put aircraft carriers there.
No, no. And this is Trump basically demonstrating to China, these are my rare earths now, and we're going to defend them with submarines. Why will we do all of this? To help Tim Cook with that? No. See, the thing is, if we can't manufacture our own servers, if we can't manufacture our own satellites, if we can't manufacture all the components needed for AI, if we can't manufacture, we lead the world in tech, if we have to beg China for rare earths for all of that, they own us. I mean, Lee, we can't even do weapon systems without rare earths. Yeah. And China was going to dictate. I mean, they controlled, depending on what rare earth we're talking about, 80 to 90% of the market. They were this close, with the Biden family's help, to completely locking up a world monopoly and dictating to us what weapons we'll have, what we'll build, and most importantly, what we'll pay for it. So this was a major military move yesterday, too.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this... And quite honestly, this if Trump is able to complete all of this, if he is able to reshore American manufacturing, be able to get the access to the rare earth minerals that we need for high-tech development and defense and other things, we will not need to be the protector of the world.
No, you're right.
Because we will be in a position to where we do not have to worry about whether or not China wants to take Taiwan, because quite honestly, we won't need Taiwan. We won't need the manufacturing sites that are there, because they'll be here. We won't need to worry about Middle East oil, because we have it ourselves. We won't have to worry about, you know, the energy needs, because we'll produce it ourselves, not hoping that the sun shine and the wind blows.
And not needing Taiwan, Lee, goes a long way to making sure it's never invaded.
Right. Yes, that's true.
It's because it's all, you know, it's very circular. And
because if those manufacturing facilities weren't important internationally to the economic development of China, then they wouldn't be worried about Taiwan.
That's why they want it.
Exactly.
That's why they want it.
Exactly.
Do you know those Taiwanese factories? This is how ridiculous this is.
We built them.
What? Yeah. Not only do we build them, we installed kill switches.
Yes.
That they are to destroy all of it if China invades, to keep the tech from ending up in China's hands. That is so stupid.
Yeah.
But we're remedying that. In the first Trump term, he got all the groundwork done to open that facility, that chip facility in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that is what they held the press conference, him and Tim Cook, around, about reshoring all this stuff back to America. They're dependent now on the Arizona facility. But the brilliance of it, he cut Taiwan in. So the Taiwanese company that makes those chips, they will run the Arizona facility. They will profit from it, which is why they're on board, but they're going to hire Americans.
And they have the experience in actually making this stuff work.
Yeah. So win-win. This has been a two-term project for Donald Trump. And again, while the Democrats were trying to strip America of rare earths. So major win yesterday. It's not the sexiest thing, you know, like cartels and hit, you know, hits on agents and stuff. But wow, it's, you know, once you understand it, it gives you chills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's one of the most bizarre stories of all time. The Epstein Files. You know the Epstein Files. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican, determined to get them, advocating for Epstein victims, who apparently exist, which means the Johns do. She tried to get the flight manifest out of the FBI. Remember that? She was blocked by Democrats, including Dick Durbin. She talks about it all the time. Why would you block Republicans from getting something that doesn't exist? It must exist. Well, then we had Alina Habba, who is Donald Trump's personal attorney and for a while general counsel over at the White House. She said, oh yeah, we got the Epstein Johns.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, we have information, names, that will come out.
Is it gonna be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not.
Pam Bondi said twice that she had all of that. The first time when she didn't have it, and the second time she promised it was on the corner of her desk, she would see it shortly. But then Trump said, I don't want your support if you want the Epstein information out. He took a 5-point direct hit in the polls. He's never recovered from it. He's actually up 1 point this week. The shutdowns, believe it or not, helping him. She's about 4 right now, but it's a general 5-point. He has paid dearly for it, dearly. So did it happen or not? Are there Epstein Johns or not? And look, we know that the Trump administration went through and fired Maureen Comey, James Comey's crooked daughter, whose only job, it seemed, would be to fight what was to fight FOIA lawsuits seeking the names of the Johns. In fact, she got the federal courts to seal those documents. Again, there must be Johns if the court sealed it. Who the heck are they? Come on, they're not really like a blackmail list. I mean, they're not really like the world's biggest leader. Wow. Poor dead Virginia Guffrey, prominent Jeffrey Epstein victim. Her book's out. She's dead. She died by, air quotes, suicide. Suicide. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, conveniently. Her dad says she didn't kill herself. She'd won a multi-million dollar judgment against, among others, one of the British princes. She was living high hog, had a huge, sprawling, beautiful ranch worth millions of dollars. Suddenly kills herself. Her dad doesn't bite. Neither do I. Well, now her book's out after her death. And it says she was beaten and raped by a well-known prime minister. Weird. In a series of savage encounters that finally helped the teen break free from the sex trafficker spell. Her memoir, Nobody's Girl, a memoir of surviving abuse and fighting for justice, she recalls begging Epstein to step in after an unnamed politician forced her to beg for her life. But the pedophile coldly told her it was simply her job. Having been treated so brutally, And seeing Epstein's callous reaction to how terrorized I felt, I had to accept that Epstein meted out praise merely as a manipulation to keep me subservient. She wrote. In the past, however, she doesn't say in the book, she doesn't name who it is. In the past, however, she's pointed to Israel's Prime Minister, Ehud Barak. Weird. No, because for years it's been out there that this was a joint blackmail operation by our intel state and the Israelis. I don't know. It's interesting. In her memoir, Guffrey says she first met the prime minister on Epstein's private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands in 2002, when she was just 18. She was ordered to escort him to a cabana, but he made it clear as soon as they were alone, he wanted violence. He repeatedly choked me until I lost consciousness, took pleasure in seeing me fear for my life. The prime minister laughed when he hurt me and got more. Can't say that. When I begged him to stop, I emerged from the cabana bleeding from my mouth. Let's just say all the holes a person has. This is, I'm trying to do this in morning traffic. Okay. For days, it hurt to breathe and to swallow. This is New York Post. The politician raped me more savagely than anyone ever had before. She rushed to Epstein, begged him not to send her back to the prime minister. I got down on my knees and pleaded with him. I don't know if Epstein feared the man or if he owed him a favor, but he wouldn't make any promises, saying coldly of the politician's brutality. You'll get that sometimes. Sometime later, Epstein sent her back to the politician for a second encounter conducted entirely in a cabin aboard the Lolita Express, the plane. The one that we just can't seem to get the flight manifest for, no matter who's in office. Although the experience was far less violent, she said she spent an entire hour in fear he would suddenly strike, choke, or kill her. She says she didn't know if she was being given to him for snuff or what. Weird. Now you put that together. We can't prove anything. You put that together with the fact that Prince Andrew paid her off, living a nice multi-million dollar ranch because he paid her off. You don't pay off a person you didn't do stuff to. Some's here. And I do not know why the Trump administration won't just let it out. I don't know. Now, folks, I've played you audio clip after audio clip, brought you testimony after testimony after testimony of sworn statements from Epstein victims, including Virginia Guffrey saying Trump was not a John. Bill Barr, crooked as he is, looked at all of this. Former Attorney General, Trump was not a John. And he even said that he's the one we're finding out now every day more. He set up Trump with a fake lawfare. Still says, no, he wasn't a John. And you know darn well James Comey used it against him if he was. Instead, what did Comey do? He sent honeypots into the Trump campaign to try to blackmail Trump by entrapping him. Why? He didn't have any Epstein stuff. Why's Trump covering this up? Could cost us the midterms. It's that serious. Over and over and over and over, I've played you the interviews. Trump is breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. I usually pay you 30 to 40 seconds. The interview I cut, 6 to 7 minutes. Never once, not ever once, have I ever heard on CNN or MSNBC or ABC or CBS. What law? What law? What law? Here's Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker threatening to arrest ICE for breaking. Well, he never does say what law.
The tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run. We're just talking to the state's attorneys and to the attorney general.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So on the street, the violent and vile No Kings protesters, like drones, are repeating what they heard.
What has President Trump done to make him a monarch?
He started to take control and do illegal things and that are not within his power. So that's pretty much what makes a person a monarch. They take complete control even though they shouldn't have it.
What illegal things has he done?
Every single thing since he's gotten into office.
Uh-huh. Deporting illegal immigrants, is that illegal?
If they came here illegally? I believe we're a country that stands for Lady Liberty. It said, give me your tired, your give me everybody you can possibly bring into the United States, and it doesn't say ship them back out.
Actually, it does. The democratically passed, we are a republic, but we use a form of government called democracy. The democratically passed laws, including by Democrats and Republicans. Yes, we do. We do ship them out. That's what we've been doing. In fact, we've been doing it since at least 1933, according to Google, when ICE was called the INS. The same people doing the same stuff. They catch people, they deport them. These are not new things. But the scale on which Trump is doing it is new. And that is because, as he explained in the beginning, 900,000 illegal immigrants were running around. They have deportation orders and they have criminal records. Joe Biden benched ICE and wouldn't let them get them. But we did. The FBI, folks, this is a record, okay? Since January 20th, when he was sworn in, more than 28,000 violent criminals arrested just by the FBI. Over 6,000 weapons seized. Now, I want to underline this for you because watch this. I'm the only one, I think, pointing this out. ICE needs to do a better job. Department of Homeland Security needs to do a better job of explaining this. When they go in and they pick up these criminal illegal immigrants with gang ties, they have your typical record. Gun running, fentanyl running, child trafficking, human trafficking. But they've got a special thing about them. And it's uncanny. The child sex offenders. The cartels are using child sex offenders. Why? Because even your garden variety street thug, with a couple of teardrops down his face from the people he's killed, he killed other thugs, can't stand watching children sex traffic. They can't stand it. They can't do it. So they got to bring in pedophiles. Now, with that in mind, let me read you these record-breaking stats. Never before seen. This is just the FBI, folks, not the Department of Homeland Security, okay? They picked up 500,000, 70% of illegal immigrants, 70% of which have criminal records or criminal charges, but the Democrats just let them out to await trial and commit more crime. Okay, listen to this. Just the FBI, 6,000 weapons seized, illegal weapons. Listen to this. This is more than 1,700 child predators and 300 human traffickers taken off the streets, and 5,000 of the 500,000 children, many of them kidnapped, sold for sex or as slaves or both, taken off the streets. We found 5,000 children in the company of 1,700 child predators and 300 human traffickers. Only Democrats can make a mess that big.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Plus, of course, 1,900 kilos of fentanyl. Again, this is just the FBI, not the Department of Homeland Security. Here's Dan Bongino, okay? And to put this in perspective, remember this. They dedicated fully, the Democrats did, 13% of the FBI's personnel and workforce to going after January 6 peaceful protesters, many of whom just walked through doors held open by the Capitol Police and took selfies. Here's Dan Bongino on the arrest, the record-breaking arrest of 28,000 criminals, i.e. what the FBI is supposed to do.
At the president's direction, the director and I, with the SACs and the agents in the field, we water ballooned around the country and made, get a load of this, guys, this is going to trip you out, 28,000 violent crime arrests in 2025, and the year's not even over. You say, oh, well, what does that mean? Put it in comparison. Prior 3-4 years, the FBI under prior leadership had averaged about 15, 16,000. We're at 28,000. 28,000. We're not even done with the year. We haven't even hit Thanksgiving or Christmas yet. Shows you when you get a president, an attorney general, a deputy attorney general, and an FBI leadership team that lets the FBI do FBI work instead of getting into other nonsense in the past. Look what happens. Your cities get cleaner.
Yeah, the other nonsense was targeting Republicans for disagreeing with Democrats. All 90 of the organizations that make up the GOP ecosystem, Charlie Kirk, 30 leaders of these organizations spied on Democrats, I mean, Republican senators, but not Democrats spied on. This is why we can do these things. You know, the actual law. Now, but, folks, here's the kicker. You know how they say he's a dictator? He's picking up brown people. He's picking up black people. He's so mean. MSNBC forced to admit yesterday, he's not a dictator. Yeah, because the liberal Ninth Circuit ruled. Oh, yeah, no, he totally has the right to send in the military. He does. Wait, that's one of the most liberal federal judicial districts in America. Uh-huh. I love this. MSNBC cutting to their legal expert. Tell us the rulings just come in and they're expecting to hear Trump's a dictator. No, they upheld his right to send in the guard.
It has the function of overturning her order and thereby allowing the president to send the National Guard back onto the streets of Portland. It says, after considering the record, and by the record, they mean all the factual evidence at this preliminary stage, we conclude that it is likely that the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority. Under
score. So he's not a dictator. Unfortunately, this is all the left's hearing, though.
They're raiding neighborhoods where instead of going after the bad guys, they're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Sure. Okay. Now, this is the reality.
Today marks 9 months since President Trump has been in office and since he began his work to restore American safety for our families that live here. What he has accomplished for the American people is nothing short of extraordinary. We appreciate what he has done to make us safe again, to secure our borders, and to make sure that he's protecting our people. Since January, the Department of Homeland Security has arrested over 480,000 criminal illegal aliens. 70% of those individuals have criminal charges against them or have been convicted of those criminal charges. Across the country, we're making communities safer.
Folks, this is what happens when Democrats run around. They lie. They say Trump's a dictator, that he's breaking the law, that he's using the military illegally. Something completely disproven yesterday when one of the most liberal federal courts in the land, the Ninth Circuit, said, you know, he can He could send the Oregon National Guard into Oregon. He could do that. Why? He is the president. And almost every president has used the military. The problem is when thugs and dictators the world over hear the Democrats lying and begging for relief in the form of an assassination, either directly or veiled threats, they feel they can do it too. And we now have this shocking, and I mean, fact, this is shocking. We've never seen this before. The president of Colombia, who, yes, is a thug, calls for the assassination of Donald Trump on Univision. On our shores. I mean, he wasn't in America, but the broadcast was. There's no words. Okay, keep in mind, the Biden administration, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, knew there that he was both an internal narco-terrorist, a socialist, and that there was foreign interference in the Colombian elections, namely China and, well, the FBI under Biden. They got this guy elected. That, by the way, the FBI also interfered in Brazil, and they're very much behind the censorship regime in both countries. I mean, they have thugged out all over the world. I don't even know if we've shut down those rogue divisions. I have no idea because nobody got fired. So I assume they're still, you know, working there at the FBI every day. But this guy gets elected. The Biden people didn't like the other side. That's why they interfered, because it was conservative. It was liberty oriented. They knew this guy had narco, terrorist, and cartel connections. And they put him in office. Now he's threatening to kill Trump. Well, he probably got a call from the DNC. Can you turn it up a volume? We're just not getting this guy killed. Somebody found the hunting stand. Folks, this is ridiculous. Again, I can't play this enough times today. It's MSNBC. They call up their legal analyst, right? Because the rulings just come down from the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit's liberal, and they're thinking the Ninth Circuit's going to say Trump's a dictator, fascist, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. He's breaking the law. Instead, again, what do we get?
It has the function of overturning her order and thereby allowing the president to send the National Guard back onto the streets of Portland. It says, after considering the record, and by the record they mean all the factual evidence at this preliminary stage, we conclude that it is likely that the president lawfully exercised his statutory
He's not a dictator. These are your courts, not ours. Unfortunately. But this won't stop them. They can't even say what law he's breaking. But now the head of Colombia thinks it's okay to call for the murder of President Trump. Democrats taught him.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.